What's going on, Browns fans? It's Joe Hayden, and I'm out here in Hawaii, at North Shore with my family. I got my wife, Sarah, my mom and dad, Brandy, my aunt. Then I got my brother's family, Josh Hayden, my godson, the adorable Jeremiah, and his beautiful fiance, Chardell. And we just want to come out here and see just the difference of the waves. This is a little more like what I was looking for. I'm not a surfer in any way, any form or fashion. But I love the waves. Like that right there, that's gonna put you under.
Yeah, I remember growing up, I mean, when boys were young, you know, we used to come to the beach and we would actually, play on the beach for hours at a time. And it would be so competitive. You know, because all his brothers were right around his age, man, it would just be so competitive. And I would be the full-time quarterback, you know, and we'd be out there playing, man. And you know, it would be amazing because, you know, the people on the beach was like, look at the family. I mean, it's so competitive. You know, they're coming up, they're playing, they're wrestling, they're tackling. But, you know, the work ethic started at an early age, you know, having, you know, brothers that were young, that were playing together. And it was always, you know, trying to do better. You know, it wasn't something where, you know, it was fun. But at the same time, you know, guys always put in great effort. We always wanted to be the best.
And that's the thing I like so much about my dad and about our family. We were always competitive because I was in the same calendar year as my young brother. Me and Josh were less than a year apart, 355 days.
That's right.
So just me and him just always wanting to, who's faster? You know what I'm saying? Who hits harder, Dad? You know what I'm saying? Who this, who that? Because that competition in the house just always made us want to be the best. Got my little bro with the James Harden beard.
You know. Trying to grow it out. Bro could never get it like me. So, you know, so that's one thing I got. Mo, you know, he's a shoe head, so,
you know,
passing it down to all his little brothers.
I can't even lie. Like, I come out here with some basic 13 playoff J's, and he gonna come out here with the Spike Louboutin.
I never know the next time I'm be able to make it out here to Hawaii.
I'm trying to figure out who in the Pro Bowl, me or him. Why you love me so much?
Well, as you guys all know, he is quite lovable. I know I'm a little biased, but he is the most lovable guy ever.
Thank you.
He treats me like gold.
Thank you.
And he's an ultimate family guy. And as much as he loves football and family and everything, he always makes time for everybody. And I love him to death.
What's going on?
Nice to meet you. I'm Neil.
Got you. Nice to meet you, Joe.
My family.
For sure. How y'all doing?
Ready? One, 2, 3.
I'm so glad now. I mean, the success, you know what I'm saying, of being able to spend our first Pro Bowl. I mean, I got married this offseason. I think she was a big part of it, you know what I'm saying? Just being there on my side, her along with my family, just holding me down all the time, knowing I got a really, really good support system. You know, playing in the league and doing all that stuff, you know, you got a lot of distractions. You got a lot of people talking left and right, you know, a lot of negativity coming towards you. And I'm just having a strong home, you know, so I think that really helped me out to just settle down, focus, get my mind right, and ball out. And that's why we out here in Hawaii now, chilling, big waves, got my family, got my wife, and it's lovely.